Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, May 19. New South Wales has officially become the last state in Australia to allow terminally ill people to choose when they die. The state's upper house passed the bill legalising voluntary assisted dying following a lengthy debate over almost 100 late amendments. The law brings New South Wales into line with all other states in legalising voluntary assisted dying for people in the final stages of a terminal illness and those who are experiencing suffering that cannot be alleviated by palliative care. All Australian states have now approved laws allowing voluntary assisted dying, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he won't allow the ACT and the Northern Territory to do the same. Thousands of Mercedes-Benz owners have been warned to stop driving their cars immediately. Authorities have issued a recall for more than 17,000 cars, including the ML, GL and R class, with plate years from 2005 to 2013. The recall is due to a defect with the car's braking performance, with corrosion found to be causing the brake booster to leak. The Department of Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Communications has warned owners to stop driving their cars immediately and instead contact a Mercedes-Benz service centre to arrange an inspection of their car as soon as possible. A list of impacted VINs can be found at 7news.com.au. And the Wall Street Journal reports black box data recovered from the China Eastern flight that crashed in March suggests someone in the cockpit intentionally downed the plane. The Boeing 737-800 nosedived from 29,000 feet into the mountains, killing all 132 passengers and crew on board, becoming China's deadliest air disaster in decades. Information extracted from the plane's damaged flight data recorder shows human input errors to the controls sent the plane into its deadly dive. The journal reports that American officials involved in the investigation are focusing on the actions of a pilot, adding that it is also possible someone else in the plane could have broken into the cockpit and deliberately caused the crash. So far, Chinese investigators have not revealed any mechanical or technical problems with the aircraft that could have caused the crash. Now here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien.
The jobless rate is now 3.9%, last month remaining in line with a revised March jobless number of also 3.9%. A net 4,000 jobs were added during the month, with 92,400 new full-time jobs more than offsetting a decrease of 88,400 part-time roles. Consumer stress rose to 55.7 points in the 3 months to March, up slightly from the previous quarter, but still safely below the long-term average of 58.8 points. The tick up in stress levels was largely due to cost of living concerns, which registered a two-year high on the survey which is compiled by the National Australia Bank. It was a torrid night for US investors after major retailers raised red flags over a slowdown in sales and a sharp swing higher in costs, resulting in a squeeze on profit margins. Shares in Target shed a quarter of their value after the retailing giant failed to live up to analysts' earnings expectations and warned the outlook isn't any brighter. Turning to the markets, the ASX 200 has dropped like a stone straight out of the gates, shedding 1.8% before stabilising. Consumer-facing stocks, including retailers JB Hi-Fi, Wesfarmers and supermarket giants Coles and Woolies, are among today's poorest performers. This follows a bloodbath on Wall Street overnight. The Dow Jones shed 3.6% in its worst session since 2020, while the Nasdaq fared even more poorly, closing almost 5% lower. Unsurprisingly, given the risk-off mood, the Australian dollar has dipped. It is now buying 69.73 US cents, 66.46 euro cents, and $1.11 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Thursday, May 19, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News Nightly at 6.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.